Greetings, everyone, and welcome to our week three reflections for strategic leadership. With your experience and after studying this week's resources, when does leadership become unethical, in your opinion? My goal for this reflection is to support you in being solid in your moral principles as an ethical leader. Now, when I say solid, I do not mean rigid. Rigidity has a tone of harshness or being demanding, unmovable, or not being able to see gray area. When I say solid, I mean that you know who you are and who you are not. You know how far you will go and when you will go no further because things have gotten out of hand. You will speak up when the person or team is heading down a bad road, and you're willing to be the only one speaking up, even though it's hard. And when you speak up, you do it with respect. That's what I'm suggesting is being solid. I have been in so many situations where my values and morals were pushed and challenged. As I look back, I don't feel I handled it all perfectly, yet I have a clear conscience about the way I maneuvered those situations. A clear conscience is important, really important. A clear conscience helps us to move forward and not be weighed down by the past. I want that for you. Any situation can always be rectified, in my opinion, to the best of our ability. So if you have areas where you are unsure you left things the way you would like to, let's talk. Or keep in mind that you can always give it another try now with what you have learned along the way. What can cause a lack of ethics or morals? That's something to really think about and get a handle on. I would suggest that a lack of ethics or morals is due to sin, or put another way, selfishness that goes awry. Now, to some level, we are all selfish. Even the kindest act can have an aspect of selfishness rooted in its motive. Yet the question becomes how far I will go into my selfishness. How much am I willing to control or fight or use power unwisely or even wrongly for what I want? This is one reason I offered you my article on godly self-leadership this week, because I have found that surrendering to God's will has helped me to lessen my self-centeredness. The resurrection power of Jesus Christ is what keeps me in check more than anything. If selfishness causes an individual to go off course, what causes an organization to behave unethically? After all, aren't there people to help keep things in check? Not necessarily. There are actually some studies that show that a crowd may not do the right thing together. In organizations, people may want to please the boss or may want to use their power to get what they want, or there may not be a culture where it is okay to speak up. There are many reasons why a small or large group of people may not find it in their hearts to do the right thing at the right time. This is where we need to develop our strength. There may be times when we have to go against the crowd to do what is right. And I have found that keeping my conscience intact is more important to me than people liking me. It's hard, yet it has paid off for me over the long term. When we go against the crowd, once again, our tone is most important. We can quickly become immoral by being disrespectful to others in how we do that, in how we speak up. Then, people can lose hearing our important message because of our tone. So it is important to be respectful along the way, even when it gets heated. I actually had to do this recently. I had to let a leader know that their autocratic decision impacted me and my team in negative ways, and I asked the leader to consider saving autocratic and directive decisions for crises or real problems rather than using that as an everyday approach to leadership. I also had to speak up in a group setting recently as someone was causing an entire group to feel stressed over her perfectionism, obsession, and even potential paranoia over some issues. It was really weighing the large group down. I didn't use names and only spoke about my feelings or sense of things. So I believe I was respectful, but it was amazing how I could see the team just relax and feel like maybe the issue would now be addressed, that it was out in the open and spoken about authentically and transparently. Sometimes, as strategic leaders, we need to be the ones to put certain dynamics into words to help individuals and groups move forward. Speaking up may help others to voice their thoughts and feelings too, and then it may help the group to find a way through the chaos toward clarity. What point are you at in your personal and professional life in being able to speak the truth with respect to individuals, to your team, or to your leadership when you see something that is not quite right? What are your next steps in developing more of your strategic leadership in this area? And as you consider the teams and the organizations that you engage with, what is a culture like for being able to speak up? Does the culture give you any hints as to how to best speak up to be successful? So to take a bit of a pause right now and take some time with the Bible, I'd like to suggest that Ephesians 4, it has a beautiful passage about the importance of speaking the truth in love to build up the body of Christ. Even in business and academics, we can actually learn from this passage. The reason is that our voice is power. And if we are not quite feeling right about something that is important, we need to speak up about it. And if we don't, if we give up our voice, we are actually giving up our power. So here we are as leaders out to make the world a better place. And so we need to show courage in this area. We need to develop our God-given voice. Please pay attention to your God-given insight and speak the truth with respect. Speak it to individuals, teams, and organizations. When the smallest of truth is compromised and continues building into larger bundles of mistruth, then that is actually what sets up individuals and organizations for long-term problems. Your courageous voice can help overcome that. In the upcoming weeks, we will use my book on transformational servant leadership in this course. One reason that I chose it is because it offers an ethical balance between moving people forward with vision and caring for them along the way. Some leaders get too caught up with vision and profits and end up losing people in their wake. Other leaders can sacrifice vision and profits and focus too much on pleasing people. Either extreme can actually become harmful. Yet watching for leadership that balances both vision and care and supporting that leader in finding a balance can be a simple and yet helpful framework for supporting leaders in getting on track or remaining on track. Please let me know if you have any questions as we finish up this week, or if I can be supportive to you in some way. Thanks for spending this time together, and I pray for God to guide your heart in finding your firm moral ground on which you stand as you lead strategically in your workplace. If you are struggling in an area related to this right now, I pray for God to give you wisdom, discernment, and insight in how to maneuver through it. And know that we are here for you at the university to help you find your way through it with Jesus' help. Thank you, and have a blessed and wonderful rest of your day.